Radio Prague News.
The foreign minister says part of an association agreement with Ukraine and the EU could soon be signed. A Czech mother and daughter who died last year in Egypt under mysterious circumstances may have died from electric shock. And a poll says that Czech trust in the EU is the lowest in 20 years. The Czech foreign minister, Lubomír Zaorálek, has suggested that the political part of an EU association agreement with Ukraine could be signed by March 17th or at a meeting of EU foreign ministers beginning on March the 20th. Mr. Zaorálek spoke to the Czech news agency on Monday. The European Commission has not confirmed any exact dates, however. The spokeswoman for the EC said only that the signing of the agreement was a priority and that that would happen before May the 25th, when Ukraine will be holding presidential elections. It was a decision to halt preparations for the agreement by the former government in Kiev, which began months of unrest and which led to the ousting of former Ukrainian president Viktor Yanukovych. A Czech mother and daughter who died under mysterious circumstances while vacationing in Egypt last year may have died from electric shock, news website ITNES reports, citing an anonymous source apparently close to the investigation. Earlier there was speculation the two, aged 36 and 8, had been poisoned. The husband and father, Petr Kramny, is charged with their murders and has been remanded in custody. He has denied any wrongdoing and filed a complaint with Ostrava's regional court challenging his detention. Only 34% of Czechs today trust the European Union, according to a new poll released by the STEM agency. The numbers are the lowest in 20 years. The survey was first launched in 1994. Trust in the European Parliament, the poll suggests, is 30%, 5% less than last September. Another recent poll suggested that Czechs considered elections to the European Parliament the least significant in the election calendar. Trust in the EU long remained at around 50 or 60%, with the last high point being registered in 2009 when the Czech Republic held the EU presidency. In other news, the unemployment rate in February remained unchanged from January's 8.6%, while the number of job seekers dropped by 0.6% to roughly 625,000. The amount of job vacancies, however, grew, the Czech Employment Office said. February often sees high unemployment figures, but the office said this year's mild winter had had a positive effect. The unemployment figures expected to drop somewhat in the coming months due to seasonal jobs. The regional court in Ostrava handed stiff sentences on Monday to three men who had robbed and murdered an older couple from Bohumín in the Karviná area last year. The sentences were 27 years in prison, 30 years and life behind bars. At least one of the three, who were heavily in debt, knew the victims, who they shot and killed in a garage and buried in a pre-dug grave on the spot. The men had staked out the couple from a number of potential targets. Crucial in their decision was that they believed the couple had cash hidden in their home instead of keeping it in the bank. The perpetrators made off with 230,000 crowns, but had hoped for up to 5 million. All three will be held in maximum security prisons. Fashion designer Monika Drapalova has won the main prize of Grand Design 2013, awarded by the Academy of Design of the Czech Republic. This marks the first time in the event's seven-year history that the main prize has gone to a fashion designer. Drapalova impressed the jury with her collection called The Free Circle, designed for Rose and Mary fashion. The Grand Design Awards annually draw attention to exceptional achievements in the field of design and enhance public awareness of new trends in the field of Czech design. I'm Jan Fellinger. You'll find more news and stories at radio.cz.